This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go again. Yes, back in the saddle again. It's the DJV. DJV. Victoria always, I can see it even though I can't see her. I can see the sort of the video effect, the visual effect of her eyes rolling back in her head when I start with some, whatever it is. I have a creed. Do you have a creed? You know, like the American's creed or a credo or something, a summary of your beliefs. Do you ever put that into, I think you're a very thoughtful person, and I say that to people who are listening all around the country and around the world, in fact. Most of us do have, people who are listening to conversations like we have and listening to programs like this are by their very nature thoughtful. So I wonder how you think about what it is that you believe. I know people have strong core beliefs, or oftentimes they say they do, but they're masked in somebody else's belief. You know, I believe in whatever the church tells you. But do you, and that's okay, but do you have something from your own heart and mind? Like, I believe that order is better than chaos. Creation is better than destruction. I prefer gentleness to violence, forgiveness to having vendettas. On the whole, I think that knowledge is preferable to ignorance. I'm sure that human sympathy is more valuable than ideology. I believe that in spite of the recent triumphs of science, men haven't changed much in the last thousands of years. We still have to learn from our mistakes and from history. But I mostly believe in courtesy, the ritual by which we avoid hurting other people's feelings, which happens sometimes with people's egos. I think we should remember we are part of a greater whole, which for convenience we all call nature. All living things are our brothers and sisters. And above all, I believe that there is a supreme being that is responsible for giving us the ability to think and to love and to value our lives, making our existence possible. If you think about how precarious everything is. When you think, I was walking out my backyard with a friend the other night, and we were looking up in the sky, and she said she didn't care to think about how small we were. But, you know, we really are. And the plan, never mind our individual lives and what we do, not to diminish them, because they are, you know, we are talking about lives being important. They are, in the overall scheme of things, though. We're a small rock in a very small solar system in a relatively small galaxy in a world that is so immense, so huge, it is impossible to gauge what the impact is that we have individually on the universe. And so if you think about that, put things into perspective, it's best to take care of yourself and your world and the people you care about, your family. That's what I'm more motivated by that than I am any social issue, although I am involved in social issues. Locally, politically, I'm very active. But there's nothing that matters more to me than my two children and my grandson. Nothing. There are lots of other things that matter, for sure. I love Victoria and Jennifer, and they matter immensely to me. My farm matters immensely to me. This radio program is a part of my very fiber and fabric. So getting down to, and that's part of the creed, part of the belief. And I don't know why I needed to get that off my chest today, but I look around at these people who think they're so important, these 100 black leaders that basically have threatened Joe Biden. You better do this. And I'm thinking to myself, or what? You're going to vote for Trump? I don't think so. Well, I think Biden should shrug off. Well, does that mean they won't vote and that means Trump wins? Is that the conclusion? Is that what we carry away from this? Do you really think that would happen?
I think a lot of people do feel that way.
Isn't that selfish, though, Victoria? When you get right down to it, don't do it my way, or I'm going to pick up my ball and bat and go somewhere else.
Well, I think this is, I think this is different. I think that we're at a point in our country right now where, you know, I think my generation, I really believe my generation is the first generation that understands why representation is so important. And I don't think that the baby boomer generation ever thought about representation. And I don't, I think black people in the baby boomer era, they fought through the civil rights movement, and that was, you know, and I don't think they thought that representation would ever really happen until President Obama got elected. That was, you know, a lot of white people can dismiss that, but to every single black American to finally see someone that resembled them in the White House was a turning point in their lives. And so white people take that for granted far too often. And we're doing it again with, you know, with saying that this is something negative when all of these, and these are mostly entertainment, these are black entertainment, 100 black men who are in the entertainment industry, Sean Diddy Combs, Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, but the fact that it was men alone is a statement.
Well, 200 women, right, but 200 black women in June did a similar letter. So, and that was really more about Breonna Taylor, but it's the same thing. But, you know, these are the what I do like about this is that in the letter, these black men say, for too long, black women have been asked to do everything from rally the troops to risk their lives for the Democratic Party with no acknowledgement, no respect, no visibility, and not enough support. That's true. That is absolutely true. Every single time a Democrat runs for president, it's like, oh, we have to go to the black female voter. And the black female voters are the cornerstones of the Democratic Party. And so I think that I agree with what they're saying. It is about time that we have some representation of a black woman somewhere really visibly in making decisions. And I don't mean first lady.
Okay. Yeah, you make a good argument, and you always do, or pretty much. Yesterday I was having a meeting with the staff, and I referred to Victoria as Fearless Victoria. One of the reasons that she is here is because she's, and I'm not talking about her in the second tense like she wasn't here, but she's here because she's so passionate about her beliefs. You can agree or disagree, but she always, pretty much always, 99% of the time, has really solid reasons for explaining her strong beliefs.
I'd love to know an example of the other time for having a solid reason.
When it comes up, I'll point it out to you.
Okay.
At any rate.
But you know what? But the basic, the reason that I feel this way is because I have been fortunate enough to grow up in, you know, with a multicultural group of friends. And I have listened to my friends, whether they were Asian American or I have friends from Hong Kong, I have friends from around the world. Yeah. And that was through my education, and I was exposed to a lot of different cultures. And that, I've heard their stories. I've heard their opinions. I'm the one who has a microphone in front of me. If I don't speak up for my friends and their experiences, then what's the point of me being here? You know, like the passion that I have for these issues, it comes from being passionate about my friends' experiences. And, you know, you represent farmers really well. And you know the plight that farmers have had in America. You have a microphone. You get to speak up for them where they don't maybe have a voice. And yeah, that's how I feel. That's why I'm on this show. That is my soul. You talk about creeds and things
so
like that.
So I don't
that.
Have to pay you anymore?
That's, sure. And now, but see, why would you? That's like, you know, why would you take it to? I'm not supposed to be paid for that.
Yeah, I'm teasing you. Of course you are, because you have a valuable. You're a valuable component, and it's thinking.
I also
that's
love
the one
my
thing
job,
you were talking.
So
you were talking. Yeah, no, but you know, you were talking about what you grew up around. I grew up around not the opposite, but I grew up on my own. So I had the opportunity to not have prejudice and to not have people telling me this is right and that's wrong. I had to figure, it was like sticking your finger on the stove when it's hot. I had to figure out stuff for myself. And along the way, I certainly have picked up things that maybe the average person who's my age or has had my experience, whatever that is, has not. And maybe that's why I have the strong spiritual belief that I do. Or I have the creed that I just went through. Why do I have that when other men my age think that I'm whacked out of my mind? It's what I grew up around. It's what I experienced. We all are products of our environment from the very moment we are born. And in fact, when you're in the womb, you have that. You carry that out of that experience into the next experience and into the next experience. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But the idea of me being not like my parents were really not my real parents, the people influential on me were farmers. That's why I have the passion I do, because I grew up around it and I understood why they loved, why the animals were so important and why watching things grow. They didn't think about it that way, but I did. Because as my Scorpio Piscean nature is to ask questions and then to gently sort of, what's the song from Paul McCartney, My Guitar Gently Weeps? I do weep about it because I have, I'm now thinking about it, the sensitivity for these poor, these animals that can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And that's what the same
you
with
know,
children.
You and I share that.
The reason I share it, though, is because I had to take care of myself as a kid growing up. And that maybe is why I have that sensitivity.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You've turned it, you know, you turned that instead of being selfish and just kind of wanted to be greedy for the rest of your life and whatever, you know, you earn is for you and that's it. You turned it outward and you decided to take care of other people and animals who, and I consider animals to be people, that, you know, couldn't take care of themselves
beings.
Too. So,
beings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always been,
but
I've had lots of... Yeah, all right, go ahead. Back
yeah, but just to go back, just to tie a bow on this, one of the things that I really like about what these men say in the letter to Joe Biden is they, and I'm happy as a woman, I'm happy to see this. They say, was Joe Biden ever labeled too ambitious because he ran for president 3 times? Should President Obama have not made him the VP because he would be worried about his loyalty when he clearly had ambitions to be president himself? Now, that is, but see, that's a great question because then they bring in, and I am no fan of Kamala Harris, but they say, why does Senator Harris have to show remorse for questioning Biden's previous stance on integrated busing? I also think they raise a good question. Why is she labeled, quote-unquote, too ambitious? And that happens, that's what men label
because
women
she
all
didn't,
the time.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, but Hillary,
as a man who said that, you've heard me say she is.
No, but that's the exact, I understand. You and I feel the same way about Kamala Harris. I am not a fan of hers. But she has been more unfairly criticized for her ambition than any male candidate. Hillary faced the same
maybe
thing.
Maybe we need to have the same focus on men. But this is supposed to
so
be
I'm
of
happy
service.
That black men are actually standing up and saying, wait a minute.
But why,
women get
why do we have to have a black woman? Why can't we have somebody that's the most qualified for the job? Kamala Harris is not qualified for the job. Elizabeth Warren is not qualified for the job, even though she's not black. I don't know about Gretchen Whitmer. Maybe she would be, but just because you're black, you're going to automatically be president?
No, because now you're putting it into a category where it doesn't belong. There are plenty of women who are qualified. And what's the difference between Kamala Harris, who's been a senator and a district attorney? Well, I don't agree with her stance on things, but what is the difference between her resume and Gretchen Whitmer, who's a first-time governor in Michigan?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I can't be a judge of,
right.
of that
so then
because I don't
know
Whitmer.
Kind of getting
I know.
Here, and I don't
I know Kamala Harris is a disgusting, self-serving, useless.
Let's not say disgusting.
She is. She spent her whole career feathering her own nest. I find that in the public dole.
And there are a million men who have done that.
Of course they have. I'm not telling you
country.
That's not disgusting too. All these damn politicians. Go back to what I said a few minutes ago about terms: 6 years, and you're out. 6 years as a congressman. 6 years as
well,
a senator.
Well, until that happens, which it never will, then we have to deal with reality. And my point is, I agree that and it's nice to see that men are standing up for a quote unquote ambitious woman because it doesn't happen a lot.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria talk about the wild inaccuracies in testing for COVID-19 in our clip of the day. Listen to that at djvshow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama. There's the old Crow Medicine Show with Wagon Wheel. Getting started with our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program. There's something about this that grabs me, Victoria.
Hey, this was a huge hit.
Yeah. Well, the name of the group, too, the Old Crow Medicine Show. Cam and the Old Crow Show are among the artists featuring and being confirmed to perform for Live at the Ryman, which is a new ticketed live streaming series at the Ryman in Nashville. Series kicks off this Friday with a performance by the duo for King and Country, and then it runs every week till the middle of September. Additional artists confirmed to participate in this 6-day run include Chris Jansen, Scotty McCreery, whom we all really like, Brett Young. Livestream ticket prices cost $10 for one show with some optional VIP add-ons. Wait a minute. How do you do a VIP add-on? For
you might get you might end up being in a smaller group of talking to the artists. I'm not sure exactly what. I don't think they've spelled it out yet. But
you pay $50 for all 6 weeks. You can buy the tickets on sale now. It must be probably at Ryman Auditorium website, I'm going to guess, right? Would you say that? Opry Entertainment.
Yep.
Anyway, the Opry folks put this together with input from Vanderbilt Health. Vanderbilt University is right there in town. Live at the Ryman plans to launch first as a live stream and then eventually begin allowing a small number of socially distanced audience members come in, though it doesn't specify a date for that. Same time that has been producing this weekly Saturday Grand Ole Opry shows during the pandemic, same people are going to oversee production of this series. So let's see, for this week it's for King and Country. Next week it's Cam. The week after that, Chris Jansen. Scotty McCreery on the 4th of September. Brett Young the 11th. And the Old Crows. Caw, caw, caw. I had to do that. September 18th. All right, coming up on 25, well, it's actually almost 26 after the hour. The music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Doug and Victoria and you. And TikTok helping Priscilla Block get a record deal at the start of last week. She wasn't very well known at all. She's a singer, songwriter. just started to make a name for herself on TikTok, had 330,000 followers, Victoria, but hadn't really been broken into the mainstream. That changed with the release of this song, Just About Over You. That came out last Wednesday. The ballad shot to the top of iTunes all-genre chart. Her overnight success actually started 3 weeks ago when she posted a video of her singing Just About Over You a cappella in her bedroom while she was doing her makeup. Did you see that, Victoria? I'd like to see that. That'd be interesting.
I didn't see it, but I have heard about it. I'm not really on TikTok. I find it to be too annoying.
It's going to be short-lived.
And I'm also not 12, and so that's really the audience.
All right, so then why are we talking about it?
Well, because she's a huge country star now.
Yeah. She said, I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I still have no words. I've always heard that country music fans are ride or die, and this right here proves it. This is 6 years of blood, sweat, and tears. She moved to Nashville 6 years ago from North Carolina to try to make it. Fans love the song so much that some of them actually helped raise money for her to record it as a track. She's had other quasi-virtual moments on TikTok with songs like the body-positive song Thick Thighs and PMS, the latter of which is yet to be released.
It's a cute song. It's a good song. Basically saying, like, who doesn't want an extra side of fries, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong with thick thighs?
Nothing.
Well, put the thing together with everything else. Yeah. In March, she took a socially distanced meeting with Dennis Entertainment's John Dennis, who discovered Avenue Beat 5.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is rejecting calls for the National Guard to patrol Chicago after widespread looting on Sunday night and more violence in the streets last night.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago, period, full stop.
The Democratic mayor says she and Governor Pritzker do not believe the National Guard is needed at this time. More than 100 people were arrested on Sunday night as hundreds swept through the downtown area ransacking stores and attacking police. Black Lives Matter organizer Ariel Atkins saying looters should take anything they want as reparations.
Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything. Except police, except tear gas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 Economic Summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September, after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday, announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thirty-four at the hour, breathing life into another day. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen out today. Victoria Keelan is here with me with a way of steering the ship. I guess that's my job as the sort of leader here. I'm not trying to lead you in thought, just lead us in a direction of conversation. So I'm going to steer us toward this overview that has come out last couple of days of how many people face potential eviction as some of the protections that have come about from the beginning of the year are expiring. What a conundrum. What a mess. These damn, and you know, we talk about it, and some of the leadership doesn't seem to be all that inspiring. But you know what? You can't, I hope you don't lose sight of the fact, and I think a lot of people do because some folks think simplistically, but we need to keep in mind this all started as a result of malfeasance on the part of the Chinese communist leadership. And if we don't keep that in mind and we kind of fall into some of these finger-pointing aspects of, not that we've done a great job in, you know, many of these situations, but it lies squarely, this problem lies individually and uniquely squarely on the shoulders of the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders. It doesn't go any lower or higher than that. And so when you look at these problems that have come about, sure, have we done always the right thing along the way? Probably not. whether it's our leadership or anyway, you can find fault anywhere. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact, Victoria, that this all started with and you see all the other things. You know, we quickly, because of the nature of our thought process, what we've been taught, taught to think, using the devices and stuff, everything's quick, bing, 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 bing. So we tend, you know, now the problem, today's problem is, that we, you know, are running out of money. So we better do something and add $400 a week or $600, whatever it is, so people will be able to pay their bills. But this all has come about. The need to do this has come about as, you know, we look at the communists and the Chinese snooping on everything that we do, the way that they've, I think, created, I think you could draw a line, maybe not directly, to what's happened with the protesters moving into some of these cities and unrest that's been started by interests, Chinese interests, communist interests. And I sound like coming out of the Joe McCarthy era when I was a kid in the early to mid-50s, this guy Joe McCarthy, who was a senator, who was an obnoxious troll, made everybody into a communist, and people had to protect themselves. They had no business. They had no business being accused of anything or of being harassed the way they are or the way they were then. But now look at the people who are being harassed in our country for their beliefs. It's damnable. I suppose it goes along with the human condition, but I'll tell you something. When we start taking apart our own leadership, and in some cases that's not unnecessary or not inappropriate, but to not remember this all started with the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, I think is a huge mistake. Now, having said that, we have a lot of people who are worried about the immediacy of what happens when, you know, all the protections for mortgages or rent expire. Where's the biggest problem? Like 40 million people, I think, are at risk, aren't they?
That's actually according to the most recent report from a group of housing advocates that as many as 40 million renters are at risk of eviction in the coming months. So we mentioned earlier in the show when Trump signed an executive order and he sort of touted it as this is going to help renters who are struggling. The problem, though, is that the language in it is very vague. And so it essentially provides the possibility of the federal government, you know, intervening and helping, but there's nothing concrete. And so part of the problem with that is that housing advocates are now saying that this is just an empty shell with that. It just creates more confusion. It gives people false hope because, you know, we live in a very fast-paced society. We see a headline. We don't bother reading the article. We hear a soundbite. We don't bother reading into it more. There are a lot of people. I have friends who heard about this and thought, phew, okay, I'm not going to get kicked out of my apartment. And that's actually not what this executive order does. It really doesn't do much. So according to the,
it doesn't throw you out. It just doesn't keep you from being thrown out. It just doesn't address the issue.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything to stop evictions. And so the House of Representatives included in the HEROES Act proposal, that had $175 billion in rent and mortgage assistance, and that would replace the original federal eviction moratorium with a 12-month moratorium for all rental housing, not just federally subsidized ones. That's actually something that is helpful because I have a lot of friends. None of them live in federally subsidized apartments.
Isn't that still in process, though? That hasn't been thrown out. It just hasn't been acted on.
I think Mitch McConnell said that was a non-starter. That was what the House came up with, and then it just, that was the HEROES Act. And then Richard Shelby, who's a Republican from Alabama, he came up with the GOP HEALS Act. That included significantly less money for housing assistance, and it would be used for it was supposed to be used for tenant-based rental assistance. That also didn't have any language in it that extends the CARES Act, which was the original eviction moratorium. So essentially, here we are. We're no further along. There's no actual solution here. There's no resolution, and 40 million renters are going to start being evicted. So it's still a mess. Now, if you are someone or know someone who is in this situation, Princeton University has a website called Eviction Lab, and that will set you up with, that will connect you with local resources. Some states and cities have implemented their own eviction moratoriums. And so Eviction Lab at Princeton University, you can go there and you can check to see what options are available to you and your loved ones. There are also legal aid options called Just Shelter, and they help tenants who are facing eviction for low cost or no charge at all. And we're already starting to hear these stories. There was a, in Manhattan, or in one of the five boroughs, there was a teenage boy who lived alone with his father. His father got COVID, had a stroke, is in the hospital, unresponsive, and this 14-year-old boy just got evicted by the landlord. This kid has nowhere to go. So it's this kind, and the parent can't, his father can't even advocate for him. His father is unconscious in the hospital.
Yeah, that's the kind of, how do you think, how is somebody thinking or not thinking when it comes to this sort of thing? It's, it's this myopic thinking that gives us the problems that we have. So here's another. There's a myopic focus on masks. And I was just looking while you were doing the one study, university study. I'm looking at a Duke University School of Medicine study about masks. And the different types of masks, and which ones work, and which ones don't. And where do the droplets come out? So they drop down your neck. And should you be wearing something to protect your neck? And it keeps other people... The most secure mask, though, everybody seems to agree, is the N95, which leads to a droplet transmission of pretty much zero.
Yeah.
Made out of cotton and polypropylene. I don't know what you're wearing. What do you know what you're wearing? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I know.
I have this sort of the standard blue surgical mask. I have a box of the disposable surgical
masks. Those are the N95s.
No, they're not. They're just called surgical masks. The N95 is different. The N95, they're still saying, you know, whether it's the CDC or doctors in different hospitals, they're saying there is a shortage again of the N95 masks. So they're really saying, wear a cloth mask or wear a surgical mask. You don't need the N95 unless, you know, you're in an elevator with other people and you can't get away from them, or if you're flying on an airplane or something like that. But we are starting to see the PPE shortages once again.
Most buildings that I go into that have elevators say only one person in the elevator at a time. So most the impact of this is getting people to go up and down the stairs. Good exercise.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is if we want anyone to return to a city, you can't walk 40 flights. So that's part of the, they call it the elevator conundrum. And in every major city, if you want people back in the offices, they're trying to figure out, do you have, you know, four, I read something like they're testing out, do you have four people in an elevator and everyone has to face each corner? With a mask on, and no one's allowed to talk. That's one option.
Bizarre! Wow.
That's one option that they're talking about. How are they actually going to, you know, to minimize the spread when people are in offices again? Now, in New York, at least, most of the companies that, you know, that like my husband's company and other friends, all of their companies have said no one's back in the office until at least January. So that makes sense. You know, Google and Facebook, they've already told their employees they can work from home until next July. So we'll just see where it ends up going. But, you know, the mask thing, I don't know why this is still a debate. It's just so stupid.
All right. Vaccines are part of the debate as well. In a moment, are you too fat to vax? I want to remind you about one of the programs that I produce every week, the health show, the farmer show. There's something called Your Hidden Power, which is a way for us to tap into that sixth sense, if you will, that both Victoria and I believe in. There's a psychic medium in this particular, the podcast that's out now, the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast, focus on somebody who started at the age of six to be able to understand communication with the dead. This is hard stuff for some people to get because they think it's nonsense. It isn't, for me anyway. If you want to get a grip, even if you're close to it, you want to understand how other people are thinking. And this psychic, by the way, helps people a lot who've lost folks to the COVID disease. So if you want to go down that route and have something that's entertaining and informative, check out our weekly podcast. It's called Your Hidden Power, and you find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
Deforming arthritis is one of the signs of rheumatoid arthritis.
Dr. Eric Madison is a rheumatologist at Mayo Clinic. He says rheumatoid arthritis is quite different from the more common osteoarthritis.
It's an autoimmune disease, which means that the immune system is overactive for some reason that we don't know and decides to attack the lining of the joints, causing inflammation in the lining, which leads to damage in the joint structures, the cartilage, the bone.
There are medications to help slow the disease and offer pain relief, but not a way to prevent it. Dr. Madison says early treatment is important.
Rheumatoid arthritis leads to severe joint damage, and because it involves other organs, especially when it's not treated, it causes functional impairment as well as reducing life expectancy.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there are over 100 million people that are clinically obese in our country, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And so the study on vaccines and who's going to benefit from them, most of the people who have COVID are fat, obese, way overweight. And it appears that most of these vaccines that are being developed don't do any good for people who are overweight. So why are we developing them if we admit that they won't work with people who have the disease for the most part?
It's all about inflammation. They think that it's that when you're overweight and your blood pressure is high and your blood sugar is high, that your body is in a constant state of inflammation. When you get a vaccine, what the vaccine does is it's supposed to trigger inflammation in your body so that you have a response to it. But if you're already inflamed, then you're not going to have a response to the virus, to the vaccine. Right. So this is yet another
inflammation is disease. That is it. Anything, wherever your body is, inflammation appears in different ways in your body, but when you have aches and pains, that kind of stuff, or you have, you know, your heart problems are a result of an inflamed heart. So this is something to really pay attention to. You want to benefit from these vaccines, you better lose some weight. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all smart beds, ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What's
hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Three past the hour now as we continue our focus on bringing you ways of living the good life. Here's Dr. Jack Stockwell joining us from Good Day Health with our, we were just actually talking off the air about masks and what works and what doesn't. Very interesting. Jack is a medical genius, in fact. You can't get, you ask him any question about anything medical, and he'll come up with a good answer that makes sense. So you have not been. I just think wearing a mask is polite and will offer some help and hope rather than just saying, I don't want to wear a mask because it doesn't do any good. I think psychologically it does some good. But you were saying that we were talking about, I think it was the N, what is it, the N92 or N95?
N95, yes.
N95. And it doesn't. So what? Give us the specifics of what that does and what the droplets are that are coming out of our body.
Well, the N95 filters down to a 3.2 micron size, which is extremely small. You know, it's one of the better masks that people, most of those disposable masks that people are wearing won't even filter dust and dirt, let alone a virus.
Right.
And, but
it's theater. It's like the TSA. It's theater. To a point.
But well, yeah, you know, and you're talking about being polite about the whole thing, and then there are those who are saying, wait a second, this mask consciousness, because the CDC keeps changing their position on masks. Fauci says you're going to wear a mask for the rest of your life. CDC says you don't really need one because it's not doing what you think it's doing, and you get all this conflicting information.
Did Fauci really say?
Oh, yeah, he said you might be wearing that for a long, long time. Oh,
really?
Yes. Oh, yes. And things that he, you know, and I think this is one of the reasons why the administration is starting to separate themselves because from Fauci. Because here you have one fellow who has, one medical fellow back in the NIH has literally brought this country to its knees. And
I'm not going to agree with that. I'm going to tell you the Chinese Communist Party has brought this country to its knees, and then the ancillary
I understand. Yes, I understand what you're saying, and that cascading, gets picked up with a lot of acceleration here and there. But there are so many medical professionals around the country who are censored from Twitter, censored from YouTube, who have a completely different story to tell about the whole thing. And they don't talk about the infectious fatality rate. They don't talk about the herd immunity threshold. They just talk about the increasing numbers of positives without telling you all the rest of the information that you need to know. So the big question is why? Why is the climate the way it is right now regarding COVID, let alone conflicting science reports? And there's this growing, I don't know what it's like back east, but out here there's just this growing rebellion against the mask.
Because they see that as
an oppressive governmental move without sufficient scientific backing behind it, which is, kind of a, contradictory thing to say in the first place. However, when you look at the science
the harm?
Of the mask.
I guess that's the thing. Some people say, they want to have their freedom not to wear it under the circumstances. Not that I'm I'm not a group thinker, but I don't get that there's a harm to it. And the people who are so anal about not wearing masks, I don't.
Well, there's a lot of them. There's a growing number of them.
Yeah, including
and
your wife.
In my clinic, I still have a lot of people. I have a lot of people coming in with masks.
Yeah.
And if you want me to wear one, I'll wear one for you. Because the mask is sitting there on my desk. Not one person has asked me to wear it. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them, I tell them, if you don't want to wear it, you don't have to wear it here. You're not hurting me any by not wearing a mask. Because you're not in. Most of them are simply not in that demographic where this thing takes root and really causes a problem anyway.
That's the other thing. Yeah, who are we talking about here in terms of age and impact? It still is a very difficult thing. But the most important thing, I thought, when we were talking about this before, was what the measurement is, the microns of the droplets, and what actually protects you and what doesn't. I think that's worthwhile information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Let me give you some more worthwhile information. Man, we're all over weight and the problems of weight and what's going to happen when the vaccine comes along. As is very clear, many people who are getting this are getting it because their body is just too big, and their lymph system and their immune system can't handle all the things that are going on, all the challenges it has. So if you want to get on the top of the wellness heap, go to toploss.com. Get yourself on the Calitrin program, stimulant-free, drug-free, the way for success. Lose the weight. It's about 4 or 5, maybe 6 month program, but you'll lose the weight and keep it off. That's what you want, success.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.